What's happening? I'm Orion, host of the Morning Grind, and it is another Make It Happen Monday. And here to help talk about how they're making it happen in Central Illinois is Marcus with Peoria Proud. Marcus, how are you this morning?
Doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Good, good. And last week I found out about your group, and I'd like to know a little bit more about what you do in Central Illinois with Peoria Proud.
Absolutely. So Peoria Proud is a intersectional human rights organization. What that means is we fight for progressive movements from an intersectional lens. That's the lens of sexual orientation, gender identity, race, and all sorts of different intersecting identities that people may have.
And so before we go confusing everyone, because there is a lot that is coming out and a lot of different avenues that this is kind of creating and growing and blossoming. I would say that over the last 33 years of my life, things for the LGBT community and with race and rights too have not necessarily been fixed, but I'd say we've come a long way in the last 30 years.
We've definitely come a long way. We have really supercharged in the speed of progress over the last probably even 5 years, but that's we still have a long way to go.
Yeah, and what do you see coming out of Peoria to help make that change and right all of the wrong that has been done injustice-wise to people who may be LGBT or who may be Black, Hispanic, or even Asian, or in some instances, women too?
Absolutely. Well, I think that we really have this thing that's called a fusion coalition that has started since our election of 45. So this is a lot of members of different communities working together to make sure that everyone is feeling welcomed and safe within the city of Peoria, but just not in the city of Peoria, but the surrounding area as well.
Awesome. And with the group Peoria Proud that you can find on Facebook, do you guys have any events coming up?
Yes, we're actually co-sponsors for EqualityCon, which is going to be in Springfield on May the 6th. That's this coming Saturday. This is a conference for volunteers to learn how to better advocate for their community throughout the state of Illinois. So that is going to be at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning at the State House Inn.
Awesome, awesome. And then are there any other places that people can find you besides just on Facebook?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook or at our website, which is peoriaproud.org. There you can learn about our Whiskey City Pride Gallery, which will be in June. It's a LGBT and identity art gallery that we're going to be hosting at the studios on Sheridan.
All right, so I have some friends that are part of the LGBT community. And the more I talk with her, the more I learn that there's a lot that I have no clue what I'm talking about. So could you kind of fill me in on the different, I guess, titles, you will? For me, I just look at everyone as humans. So I guess that's kind of outdated anymore.
I wouldn't say that it's outdated. I do think it's important that we acknowledge the differences that we have. It's what makes us Americans. We have a very diverse background. Mm-hmm. People have various different identities and things that are important aspects of their identity. So it's more important that we accept people as humans and respect how they identify themselves with folks that use different pronouns that may identify as male or female or may identify as neither, that we're respecting that person's identity.
So can you help me understand some of the different pronouns? All right, and I guess more so people who are listening right now who don't realize that there are different levels to all of this now.
Absolutely. Me personally, I do use they, them, their pronouns because I do not identify as a man or a woman. I'm somewhere in between the binary on the spectrum.
Okay.
And
so you're not necessarily a one or a zero.
No, not a one or a zero. I don't even know if I might be a number some days. But this isn't something that's new to humans at all. The Native Americans, indigenous people that lived here before us, had multiple genders. And there are countries around the world that still acknowledge that there is a third gender outside of the male-female binary. America's just a little slow on the ticker there.
Yeah. And why do you think people are so scared?
I think it's just the anything that we don't personally know or understand is something that's easily throughout human history has made us scared of the unknown. and it's just important that we realize that there are things that we don't quite understand, and that we can work together to better appreciate each other and our differences.
So what are some of the things that people ask you then regularly?
Oh, things that people ask me regularly. being an intersectional advocate, I get kind of a wide variety of questions on the spectrum from LGBT issues to race issues. But I'd say that the pronouns are definitely the sticking point for a lot of people. Bathrooms are the questions that I probably get the most. AP just came out with their new style guide that acknowledges that they, them pronouns are allowed to be used for people that are gender neutral who are somewhere else on the binary. We finally gotten to that point where I can say, well, the head news organization, as far as setting standards, is okay with it. And it's been used since the days of Shakespeare as a gender neutral singular pronoun that we can respect each other's pronouns.
Well, I guess I was talking with my friend the other day. I get a little confused sometimes because when I say they, I think a group of people. So to refer to a person as they is, that's the weird part for me. It's like, but it's one. That's a singular person.
Yes, but also you do use they as a singular when you're referring to the waiter or the male person that you don't necessarily know who they are. And what their gender is. So something that we do, but then when we're thinking about someone we do know, it's very difficult.
If I were to come up to you and we've met for the first time and I wasn't aware that you didn't want to be referred to as necessarily male or female, do you get offended when I come up to you and I say, well, I think your name is Marcus, you're a man, hey, what's up, brother? Does that offend you, or is that once someone learns eventually, then if they keep doing it, that's when you get kind of like, come on, I've explained this to you.
Yeah, it's a learning process. Being a transgender person requires coming out constantly to new people as you meet them. As you said, it's the after you told someone a few times, it gets to be a little nuisance. I've had one of the great examples is when you meet somebody and you say, oh, you're talking about their dog, and you call their dog Key, and they're, oh, no, it's a girl, and automatically you switch to she, and it's not a problem. Humans deserve the same dignity.
I got you. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it just seems like I've mentioned, where I've grown up, it was just gay or not. Mm-hmm. And then even gay and lesbian, that's kind of like a gender difference right there, right?
Yes.
But I've also, it seems like if we're so open and we're so kind of not necessarily like on the label thing, sure, it seems petty, I think, but aren't gay and lesbian then the same thing?
Well, they are sexual orientations. Which there are more than just gay and lesbian as well.
Yeah.
There's that spectrum as well. Just as there are different types of people, there are different there are people that like the different types of people, and that's their sexual orientation. So I think that it does all come down to what we consider as gender roles and what we as an individual like to put on other people as to our expectations of what their gender is supposed to be. That includes what we expect their gender is supposed to be attracted to. Once we get past unpacking our personal need to label other people, we can move past and be accepting of others.
So if you could get one message out to everyone in Central Illinois on behalf of Peoria Proud, what would this one message be that you have to say to everyone in Central Illinois that you just want, this is where this needs to end and we can start from here?
I'd say that my one message would be is you don't know who's around you. The jokes that we may use or things that we might say about a specific identity or in the presence of kids that are around us, we might not know what their inner struggles are and what how they are identifying at that point. And making those statements or making those jokes for a kid that's already on the border contemplating suicide is very, very dangerous. And we want to make sure that they know that we accept them and we love them and inform them in the way that they are.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Marcus, for stopping by. Peoria Proud. Find them on Facebook. And then did you say you had a website
too? PeoriaProud.org.
There it is. Check it out. Get involved and be a part of one of their events coming up. And thank you for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.